Business leaders, including exporters and traders, have expressed grave concern over severe disruptions to Pakistan's agricultural exports caused by ongoing sit-ins and road blockages on national highways. The protests stem from opposition to newly proposed canals on the Indus River. Karachi Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KCCI, President Jawed Bhilwani, warned that the ongoing blockade near Babarloi town in Khairpur district has halted vehicular movement on the national highway, severely disrupting transportation across Sindh and other regions. While acknowledging the constitutional right to protest, he stressed that prolonged blockades on key trade routes, especially those used for intercity cargo and exports, have caused significant financial damage. Time-sensitive export consignments, particularly perishable goods, are at serious risk. The entire supply chain stands paralyzed due to the road closures and sit-ins, with long queues of containers and commercial vehicles stranded at Rori, Aliwahan, and other key arteries, he said. This not only disrupts internal trade, but also threatens export commitments, damaging Pakistan's credibility in global markets. He called on the government to facilitate dialogue with protesters while ensuring the continued flow of commercial and export cargo. The situation is not only hurting businesses, but also putting jobs and trade at risk at a time when the country faces severe economic challenges, he said. Bhilwani urged federal and provincial authorities to act swiftly to restore traffic on the national highway and protect economic activity. The economic repercussions of this blockade are growing by the hour. We appeal for an immediate resolution in the interest of the economy and the public, he said. Pakistan Fruits and Vegetables Exporters Association, PFVA, patron-in-chief Wahid Ahmed, revealed that around 250 containers loaded with potatoes remain stuck on roads in interior Sindh. Hyderabad Chamber of Small Traders and Small Industry, HIGESTI, President Mohammad Salim Memon, wrote to the Sindh Chief Minister and Sindh Home Minister, requesting urgent intervention. He reported hundreds of containers filled with export produce destined for Middle Eastern and Far Eastern markets stranded for days at Sindh's entry points. If these containers don't reach ports on time, export orders will be cancelled, and exporters could suffer losses worth millions of dollars, he warned. He explained that perishable goods like potatoes and fruits require specific temperature controls. Without access to power or generators, spoilage is highly likely. This is not just a loss to exporters, but also a severe financial blow to our farmers whose livelihoods are now under threat, he said. He also noted that the business community had already endured significant losses due to a recent goods transporters' strike. The ongoing sit-ins have triggered another economic crisis,